This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When you get a cancer diagnosis, your world stops. But not Fox Chase Cancer Center. When the science moves quickly, we move quicker. Because cancer is all we do. From the molecular level to the human level, we stay focused on your unique cancer. Not just following the science, but discovering new paths forward. Giving you a head start on better outcomes. Learn more at foxchase.org/where you start, because where you start matters.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Good vibes and variety. It's Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We are just a minute or so away from tickets for the Disneyland Resort. We've got a 4-pack of tickets that you can win, and you'll be in the running for the grand prize when you get entered here. The grand prize vacation is 4 3-day, 1-park-per-day tickets, plus a 2-night hotel stay at a Disneyland Resort hotel, which is where you want to be. You want to be right there, on site, to be able to enjoy every bit of it. Our contest line is 20357. Open up your phone. Send a text to 20357 and type the word Disneyland in. D-I-S-N-E-Y-L-A-N-D. Text Disneyland to the contest line 20357. If you text it to our regular text number, hello, nice to see you, but you haven't entered the contest.
Right.
So text it to 20357. 357. Disneyland is this hour's code word, which makes sense because we're sending you to Disneyland. All one word. Disneyland. Okay, just quickly here, because last week we were giving away tickets for Billy Joel and Stevie Nicks. Billy Joel he's going to undergo surgery and some physical therapy for a medical condition.
And why do you say that with finger quotes?
Because they're not saying what it is. He did recently fall, and so some people are speculating, but he did get up and finish the set. I think he only had maybe one or two, but he fell on his side. So I don't know what happened. I'm not sure. And it's in quotes everywhere, medical condition. But he's postponed 4 months of the tour. Not our dates, though, it doesn't look like. I'm not positive, but we're just getting this information. He's got a few dates with Sting, a few dates with Stevie Nicks, but he's rescheduling, they say, 8 shows on the upcoming tour. So he's got to undergo some surgery.
Well,
you know, check your local listings, that kind of thing.
Things happen.
Yeah. It does look like our shows are happening. I don't see a show in San Francisco as being on the rescheduled list. So we'll see. Hopefully all is well and everything will be fine.
I know big time professionals are behind every tour that comes off. And even when a guy trips or catches a cold and now dates are can't, like it happens.
Yep.
I'm surprised
life
it doesn't
intervenes.
Happen way more.
I know.
And that even in the olden days, without all the technology that we've got, how did they ever, besides staying pickled, you know,
literally pickling themselves with big jars of whiskey.
If I just stay drunk, hopefully I'll wake up in 2 years and
just push
me
out onto the stage.
Yep.
Technology.
Oh, my God. Pickled.
Well, think about those tours, the olden days.
Hell, just think about the last time you picked up, you know, Drunkle Peter at the airport. You're like, Jesus, that guy's pickled. Get on the plane and start pickling yourself.
Is that right?
I'm using Drunkle Peter. Sorry, Drunkle Peter. I don't mean to throw you under the bus. It was actually somebody else who's RIP. But there was definitely some like, whoa,
Oh. You
are shot out of a cannon.
Well, those delays, they'll get you. The delays will get you.
Just tell me there were delays. Tell me that's why.
There were delays.
Okay,
that's why.
Okay, I'm going to go with that.
Sure you don't want a double?
Oh, my God. They really do want you to. We only have you for a moment, huh? Let's sell you double. So, Billboard Hot 100, not a whole lot of changes. Kendrick Lamar is on top. 3 weeks at number one, a song called Luther with SZA. Lady Gaga, Bruno Mars, Die With a Smile. Number two, Not Like Us, Kendrick Lamar. Number three, Bar Song is number five. Oh, another Kendrick, sorry. TV Off is at number four. Number five is the Bar Song, Shaboozy. It's never going to break that record. Apatapate is number six, down from third place. Birds of a Feather, Pink Pony Club, Lose Control. Drake's got a song in the top 10 right now called Nokia. So good for him.
I had one of those.
The flip phone.
Yeah. Mine was just one little.
Oh, like piece. A little. Right.
Little olden days.
Little gravestone looking thing. Yeah, those. It is. I sort of miss it. You remember when everyone was like, I think they even did skits on SNL where like they had the tiniest little teeny tiny cell phone, little teeny tiny flip phone. Super fun. Anyway, Billboard Hot 100. There you go. Kendrick Lamar still ruling.
Those were the days, though, when before you actually felt like you needed to carry it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need this.
Right.
Ooh. I need my ciggies.
Yeah.
And my lighter. And my house key.
Texting on some of that early stuff. But there wasn't.
Touch.
Right.
Totally,
it wasn't the same.
And there was no camera on that one, so there wasn't a need to.
They were just, you were available for phone calls. That was back when phone calls still happened. And I remember even on BlackBerry, people were starting to text when the BlackBerries were out.
Sure.
But I wasn't. I didn't even know. I thought people were emailing me. I didn't realize I was texting. I was just answering. I'm like, oh, I got an email here.
I had a friend, you know, Todd. He was someone who was texting early and I didn't understand it either. I'm like, how did you just write me a sentence?
Yeah. Oh, that's weird.
Yeah.
And I think it had the little envelope like, here, you got a message. I was like, I got an email from my friend Elizabeth. And I had no idea that she was texting me. I'm like, what, we're not just emailing? How come I can't find that in my inbox? That's weird. Strange.
Yep.
I used to love my BlackBerry, though, because I loved that. I think it was Brick Breaker.
Oh, for crying out
I
loud. Of
loved
course
that.
You were addicted to that.
So into that game. And I just loved the way it felt in my hand.
I like mine too.
And the clicky keyboard.
But it did just go obsolete the minute the iPhone came out. You just went, oh no.
I know.
My BlackBerry's over.
I hung on to it for a little while, but it is true. There was no more. It was like inevitable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I tried to stay.
Me too.
And they tried
I really liked the keyboard.
They tried to stay in business. They just couldn't.
Mm.
I think they sold in like the technology.
We are Apple. We will crush you.
Yeah.
Technology.
Technology.
Ended up in something else.
I don't usually do news from Broadway, but I have some. I think it's kind of interesting.
Okay.
Like, I don't know what a weekly take on a Broadway show is. I mean, we're talking about a show. 10 actors, 25 crew members, a theater full of people who ushers and like, I don't really know. And then whatever production costs, they work it out. They've got a whole thing. I don't know. What do you think like is a great take for a theater with a, like on Broadway with a big cast?
20 million.
Per week. It's far, 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 far less than that. Yeah.
With big stars.
Yes.
And a big production.
Listen to this story, because that's what I was thinking. I'm like, well, how much could it possibly be? Like, what will it be? Will it be 10 million, 20? Like, what is it? It's like 2 million. 2 million is a huge week on Broadway. So listen to this. And by the way, this movie is in its practice, not movie, this stage show is in practice mode. This is the second week of previews.
Don't fall for it, suckers.
Oh, turns out, Vinny, those aren't just practice. Those are previews. That's when all the critics come in to put their 2 cents in to sell tickets for this thing. So Denzel Washington and Jake Gyllenhaal are doing they're doing a revival of Othello.
Oh, it's Shakespeare, though.
It is Shakespeare, yeah.
That's way less than something fun.
They broke all the records.
What?
Yes.
There you go, bud.
I know.
What a perfectly placed statement. I just stepped right on that rake and took it in the face.
Well, no wonder they only made $2 million for the week. Yeah, that's the most anyone's ever made. So,
Wow.
That was perfect. So it's the second week of previews. It featured, apparently because there was an eighth performance for that week of previews, it helped the show see the highest grossing week of any Broadway play in history, which I just had no idea. I mean, it's great. I mean, imagine that you do.
No, it's not. Broadway's poor.
I know, all starving actors and actresses.
So poor.
So, the former holder of this record was Harry Potter and the Cursed Child, who has held the record since 2023, which I think it was like a holiday week. Like, everybody was in New York and everybody went and saw that play in 2023. And that one made $2.72 million in 1 week. And everyone was like, oh.
Oh,
so
wow.
Now, this redo on Othello here, the revival with Denzel Washington and Jake Gyllenhaal has broken that record. It brought in, 2.82 million in 1 week, which is amazing, apparently. Steep ticket prices. I have gone to a few because my kids live there now. So we've gone to Book of Mormon a couple times, and we went to see that Anne Juliet with my sister and her family last year. Mm. You cannot believe how much you are going to pay for. Even I'm like, we're going to the matinee. I don't care to go at night. I'll go in the middle of the day and we'll have dinner afterwards and talk about the show.
I actually can believe how much you'd pay because I paid an outrageous amount for 2 tickets, not on Broadway.
Right.
Here. Down the street from here.
Yeah. You still paid the most. Just so you know, you still hold that record.
Okay.
But for the four of us and for my sister and her four kids, and her 2 kids, so 8 of us total, it was like $2,300. And we did not go for like the top tier tickets. I'm looking at what's available. I'm like, all right, well, these ones are all around $300 a piece. Like, I think we'll go for these.
And 2,000 something for an hour and a half of entertainment.
Yeah. I mean, it's great. Great live performances. I love it. But yeah, then there were cheaper seats way in the back. I was like, we'll go this mid-level. I remember calling, well, so here's how much the tickets are. What do you think? She's like, we're doing it. We're going to New York City and we're going to go see a show on Broadway. It's going to be great. I'm like, all right. Great.
Tina punches when she talks.
Right. But I did think it was really funny to think, oh my God, these people are
come get some ham.
Doing all this for like $2 million a week. And these are the big shows. You know, the record now is $2.8 million. Steep ticket prices. So they say the average price actually paid went down last week compared to the week previous from $362 per seat average. $338. They're saying the top ticket for this, and I'm talking about Othello, the thing with Denzel Washington and Jake Gyllenhaal, the top ticket is still about $897, which means there are people on earth who will shell out nearly $1,000 to see this show. There you go.
Yikes.
They say shows dethroned fellow top grosser Wicked. And it's only barely started. People want to see it.
Othello,
of okay. All things. I don't even know what the plot of Othello is. I'm sure if I read that in English class. Remember those days when you'd be like just slogging through Shakespeare?
Ugh. No, I don't.
You don't? You just blocked it all? You're like, all right, let's just take it line by line. Do we have to? Just give me the overarching theme I'm supposed to grab here. God, I'm falling asleep. I've got toothpicks in my eyes, holding them open. Oh.
Mm-hmm. Cliff Notes.
Now let's talk about opera. I know,
oh,
Cliff
boy,
Notes, exactly.
You're just checking no, you'll all like the boxes,
this one. You'll
aren't
like this
you?
One. Billy Corgan announces Melancholy and the Infinite Sadness opera for fall of 2025. Celebrating the 30th anniversary of their classic album. It's a big album for them.
I love that record.
So it looks like it's going to happen in Chicago at the Lyric Opera of Chicago, a run of November 2025 concerts that will take place in Billy Corgan's hometown. A night of melancholy and the infinite sadness staged across 7 nights, end of like the 21st through, say, the 30th. If this is something that somebody is, you know, desperate to go to, that's when you got to book your trip to Chicago. The performances will reimagine the album for an immersive, original, sonic, and visual experience that blurs the boundaries of opera, rock, and performance art. And the tickets start at $50.
Oh,
sounds
which is
wonderful.
Much more reasonable. Though they're going on sale in April, so I probably won't mention this again. But if you're like, oh my God, I simply must see that, you know, give yourself a little reminder or something. Billy Corgan, Melancholy and the Infinite Sadness, becoming an operatic experience. Well, there's that. The other day ago, I started to talk to you about coffee and the people who, about when you're a celebrity, you got to get like a side thing where you're selling Aviator gin or you've got your Casamigos tequila or whatever it is. Well, Guar has decided, that's right, the intergalactic barbarians, Guar. They have Berserker Mode Coffee, which I was like, okay, listen, nobody knows who Guar is, except for those who do. You know who you are. But I have got to get my hands on Berserker Mode Coffee. Like, what could be more caffeinated? This is, by the way, available now, started March 10th, through Coterie Coffee Co. So, enjoy. Berserker Mode Coffee, which is sounds like it has all the caffeine you might need.
I'm in.
To go. I know, me too. I was like,
I love
Guar. Don't say that on the air, even though we all have a special place for people who dress up like intergalactic barbarians.
It's a great show.
I'm very familiar, but I couldn't name you one song.
No, me either.
Not one.
No. Could you name me a song? I could name you a song, but I've seen them.
Really? You've actually gone and seen the band?
Yeah.
I've not done that either.
Well, next time you go, just Berserker Mode Coffee and enjoy the show. Okay, Manny, what's coming up in the news?
Formerly exotic foods that are now every day.
Oh.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey. I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like by a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
KYW News Radio and Deborah Heart and Lung Center team up to discuss arrhythmia, diagnosis, treatment, and management. Here's Rasa Kay.
Cardiac electrophysiologist Dr. Rafael Corbizero says you might want to get frequent heart palpitations checked out, but don't freak out right away.
Everybody has skipped beats, whether it's the top or the bottom part of the heart. No one is regular 24/7. What they mean prognostically depends on the patient. A young, healthy patient with a normal heart has some skip beats, premature ventricular contractions that they feel, significance, very little. Bothersome, we may try to help them out. A different patient that has had open heart surgery, has had heart attacks, their scar, those skip beats may carry a very different significance. They might be at risk for worse problems, and we have to evaluate that.
Learn more at DeboraHealthReport.com.
New Jersey's only heart, lung, and vascular specialty hospital, Deborah Heart and Lung Center. When it's your heart, demand Deborah.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Check out the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Everything we talk about on the show, we throw it right up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Sarah and Vinny Full Show Podcast. Our whole show, whenever you want to listen to it. Check out our full show podcast on the free Odyssey app.
Scott Budman featured today.
Oh, yeah.
Scott was great today,
Scott was
too.
Great, as usual. He's amazing.
I'm a big fan.
We're lucky to have him.
Yeah.
You love him.
I do. Mm-hmm. I don't mind saying it.
Mm. You love him.
Lurve.
So, oh, I should say, rain today and probably over the next 3 days and lots of snow. So if you are someone that...
It's great.
Like, try to pick that moment when the snow stops and you can go make fresh tracks... In what, mid-March?
Mm.
It's not every winter.
Not every winter.
We get fresh snow in mid-March.
Nope. This is good news.
Yep. Okay, so this article is from BuzzFeed, and it talks about the now common foods that used to be exotic.
Can I guess some?
Yeah.
How about quinoa?
I don't even know if quinoa is on the list, but avocados are.
Oh, avocados.
Avocados were not daily use food 25 years ago. I don't think.
But you grew up in California.
Yeah.
I'm amazed to hear you say that.
I grew up in an Italian family in California. Mm. So maybe that's the difference.
No, my mom we would always get avocados.
When you were young.
She knew about them, I guess. Because you're right. They definitely were not everywhere.
They're everywhere now.
Well, like by the time I was 20, I worked in a Mexican place, and we got boxes of avocados sent in to do the guac with for that day.
I didn't have one until I moved to California.
Really?
And I was 20, what,
Jeez,
29,
yeah,
28?
You were old.
Yeah. I don't think they were a daily. Now there's places serving avocado toast, and if you go through the grocery store, the amount of space in the produce section dedicated to avocados is big.
Yep.
Here's a big pile of organic and a big, and also these are large and these are like, there's a lot of space.
You can get those giant ones now.
This one, and I just said it, I grew up in an Italian family. My mom made a pot of sauce every Sunday. And when I'd come home from surf or skateboarding, the house would be filled with this smell. Mm. You'd just go, oh, mm-hmm. I love Sundays so very much. They're the best. Never heard of pesto sauce, though.
Oh.
Pesto. I found pesto in like the grocery store and realized I didn't have to cook it. So I could make some macaroni and fork in some pesto and stir it and went, I'm going to start eating this.
Yeah.
And then have since grown to love it. But I think pesto is like another part of Italy. Like my family's Sicily.
Oh.
And I don't know where pesto's.
It's wherever they make pine nuts.
Wherever the origin of those is, of that is. But pesto, now pretty regular.
Yeah.
Wasn't always.
Well, in a lot of places, like, remember there would be like a white sauce or that you could sometimes get on a pizza, but now they'll do a pesto sauce on a pizza, and that's its own thing.
Any lettuce other than iceberg. That is another, like, if you come to a store in California, there's butter lettuce, green leaf, red leaf, romaine,
mixed baby greens.
I don't even know
arugula.
If you want to include kale, but
I do. I make salad out of kale. Absolutely.
Holy Toledo. There's just a lot of extra.
A lot of choices. Yeah. That's funny. Yeah. I mean, and honestly, I grew up with iceberg. I love iceberg lettuce. I have no problem with it. A lot of people are like, it's so trashy. No. I love it. Shred that stuff up, put it on a taco.
I'll put it on tacos. Other
than
that,
crispy,
I'm not into
like
it.
On a turkey sandwich. Oh, so good. Holds up.
Hummus.
Oh, yeah. Hummus is everywhere
now. In 1976, you couldn't find hummus anywhere.
If you didn't know how to make it, you weren't getting it.
Right. Now, hummus all over the place.
Yeah.
These are things that used to be pretty exotic, but are now pretty regular. And hummus is on the list. Also on the list was, where did it go? Hold on, I'm scrolling.
You know, John makes hummus all the time, but he makes it without garlic, which is the way I like it.
Oh.
Yeah, you can't find it in the store without garlic. Like, garlic is a major ingredient for most people.
Because garlic's tasty,
I wear it for days, and I don't like it. It actually, it like, blanks out all other flavors.
Here it is. Sushi.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
I don't remember this, so you guys tell me if you remember this. Sushi. Food that, you know, once exotic, now fairly regular. I remember watching The Breakfast Club and how all the other kids reacted to Claire having sushi. And I agreed. It sounded weird and disgusting.
Well, anyone says raw fish to you and you go, no, thanks. Or it was definitely exotic. I remember the first time I ever had it was with this DJ at BCN in Boston, Ding Ding Shame, named Bradley J. And he took me to this place. He goes, yeah, we're going to grab sushi. I'm like, I don't eat raw fish. He's like, you'll find something to eat. Don't worry. And sure enough, it turns out you put wasabi and soy sauce and a little ginger on anything and you can eat it. Like literally pick something up off the ground and you can put that on. Oh, okay, great. Give me more.
Not literally.
Literally anything. A rock, a tuft of grass.
Fast forward 40 years and sushi is my absolute favorite. If I had to eat only one thing for the rest of my life, food, it would be sushi.
Yeah.
That's the story, not me, but I'm saying. And you remember that from The Breakfast Club?
Absolutely, because I had no idea what it was. I mean, grew up in West Virginia, sushi.
When did you first have sushi?
I was in college, and this place opened up in my college town, Morgantown, West Virginia, and
they had sushi.
Yeah,
and in Morgantown,
but I mean,
we were having
like, you know, I think first it was like California roll. That was my first introduction.
Well, that's an easy one, right?
Yeah,
but yeah, it's great.
But I don't think I had go-to for me all the time. Mm.
I didn't have the whole fish sushi probably till I moved to New York City.
Mm. And someone was like, "You got to eat this."
Yeah,
here's how you do it. You can keep your sashimi, though. I really, it's like putting a tongue of fish on top of your tongue. No thanks. I don't want that.
Oh, you don't do it?
Mm.
I'll do it.
I really don't.
I love it.
If they cut it a little, like, go small. I don't need tongue size.
Yeah, but they're trying to give people for their money.
Yeah, I don't want that. I'll pay more to have less.
I go because Christina loves it.
Mm.
And now
you've
the kids
that,
love
yeah.
it, and I'll go, and there's things I'll eat, and I'll eat sashimi, I'll eat all that, but I don't ever find myself going. And I've tried to eat it more of it for health reasons, you know, because if you can get a decent sushi lunch instead of a burger,
sure,
you know,
Absolutely.
At least mix it up, for crying out loud. But I found myself going, I don't love it.
Yeah.
I don't need it.
I love it. I need it.
Good. How about a fast fact?
I need it. I love it. Give it to me. I want it. I'll buy it. I'll take it.
Put some ginger on it.
Yeah. Put a little ginger on it, a little wasabi. Dip it in soy sauce and stick it in my mouth. Thank you.
Technically. Oh, you know what I was going to add, speaking of, that I wouldn't. Eggplant is still not, I'd say that's still pretty,
I don't think that's exotic though.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like eggplant.
When's the
Parmesan?
Last time you had eggplant?
Not long ago. I'll do like, sometimes John will fry up eggplant rounds and stuff, and it's not, I don't think that's exotic.
We eat it, but I don't think a lot. Do
actually,
you eat it?
At our sushi restaurant, they do an eggplant vegetarian roll that
they
is
do?
Delicious. It's so good. My son gets that one all
I'll
the time.
I'll eat if it's baked into a gravy and pasta and, you know. Something like that.
It has
like
a goofy consistency like sometimes. Own. I know what you're talking about, but Baba Ganoush is made of it. Like, that's, you know, I'll eat that. Put that in front of me. I'll eat it all.
And it's kind of snotty.
It's also code for wiener. So, you know, there's that.
Oh, eggplant. Yeah. No wonder I like it so much. Mm. You know me.
Sorry, back to your fast facts. Technically, a moment is 90 seconds.
Really?
The word moment debuted in 1398 Oxford English Dictionary. 1398 Oxford English Dictionary. And it says there are 40 in an hour. So that's 90 seconds each for a moment.
That doesn't seem like the right amount.
What?
Seems like it should be 45 in an hour. I guess for maybe.
Are you doing
math?
No.
Yeah, I am. I just realized 40. Is the number.
The only planet in our solar system that's not named after a Roman god or goddess is?
Earth.
Earth.
Mm. Ding, ding.
Good job.
Thank you.
Earth comes from an old English word, eartha, which means ground. The busiest day of the year for KFC is?
Christmas.
Mother's Day.
Oh.
Ooh.
Because mom doesn't have to cook. And dad's in charge of getting the food together.
Okay.
Right?
That's got to be it.
I love KFC. It's such a guilty pleasure. It's like one of those foods you're like, oh, I'm dying for some fried chicken. And then you can't stop yourself and then you have it and you're like, oh, why'd I eat all that fried chicken? Oh, no.
I never eat fried chicken.
Oh, it's so good.
I eat a lot of rotisserie chicken, though.
Oh, we had a rotisserie chicken from Costco last night, and we've never gotten one of theirs before. We usually just get them at the Whole Foods or whatever.
Yeah, me too.
The thing was twice the size of a normal chicken. Like, I couldn't believe, and so fatty. I was like, this is like a chicken that, it's like a veal chicken. It's been held in one place for a long time.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Suspect,
like,
huh?
Well, delicious, though, but also like,
on protein powder.
Like something like that. I don't know. Do you get the Costco chicken a lot?
No. And when I get one, I will usually right then tear it apart,
mm-hmm.
cut all the meat mm-hmm. up into little teeny pieces, and we can make sandwiches or put it over some rice or whatever, and that's the meal. But if I put it in the fridge in a bag, it might just be there until I throw the whole thing away.
Because it's hardened into one gelatinous thing. Yeah, we take a leg and thigh for each of us, put it on the plate, and then with rice and salad or whatever. And then John takes the rest of it apart afterward to make
sandwiches
or, you know, right, mm-hmm. chicken salad.
You don't boil the carcass afterwards and make a nice little...
I do not do that. John has done that. I do not do that.
You don't what the carcass?
Boil it up.
Boil it up with some onions and some carrots.
No. Do you?
Oh, yeah. I like to cook soups.
Yeah, no, soups are absolutely great. I'm with you. Soup it is. Oh, I hear the music.
You got a text?
No, I hear the game.
Oh, okay.
I'm ready for a game. Do I have this one?
Yes, you do.
Okay, great. So it's Vinny versus Maddie. Okay, we're gonna play. You guys can choose. You want to play how old is that guy or when did that happen?
Go ahead, buddy.
When did that happen?
All right, let's do that. The first bottles of Coca-Cola were sold. The first bottles of Coca-Cola were sold. When did that happen? Vinny, you're first.
1905.
Okay.
I'm going to say 1906, Bob.
1894. That's a point for Vincent.
Vinny, Vincenzo.
1894. Okay, let's go to Everything Everywhere All at Once wins 7 out of the 11 Academy Awards it was nominated for, including Best Picture, Best Actress, Best Director, Best Original Screenplay. What year did that happen? When that happened, you guys?
2019.
2019, says Maddie.
2020.
2023 is the correct answer. That was 2 years ago.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
What year did Dr. Seuss publish The Cat in the Hat? When did that happen, Vinny? Dr. Seuss publishes The Cat in the Hat.
I'm going to say 1963.
I'll go 64.
It is 57. And that's another point for Vinny.
I know. Yeah, point. Point and laugh. Point and laugh, funny guy.
Maddie, you're first on this one.
I just got it. I just got the facial. Come on.
Lucky. Bernie Madoff pleads guilty to scamming $18 billion from Wall Street investors. His Ponzi scheme is the largest financial fraud in U.S. history. What year did that happen? Maddie, you're first.
2018.
2018. Vincenzo.
I'm going to say 2007.
2009 is the correct answer. And our final one, even though Vinny has all the points so far. Vinny, I expect you to get this one exact because you did this morning. Juliet Gordon-Low founds the Girl Scouts of America. What year did that happen? You even said the year.
1936.
1935.
1912.
Oh, I got a point.
You got a point. Maddie, you are here on the board. But Vincenzo kisses us out.
El campeón del pueblo.
Thank you for the kisses.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you. Goodbye. I do it for, by the way, I do it for you. I just want you to know the people's champion is happy to represent.
All right, listen, stick around. We got Good Vibes Variety continuing to come your way and tons of tickets for Disneyland. Be here all day. Listen to Jane this afternoon. We'll see you back here on Thursday.
Thank you.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Odyssey celebrates St. Patrick's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.